Have you ever wondered why boys and girls harass and intimidate each other in school or on the playground?
For Family Talk, here's Dr. James Dobson.
The Journal of Developmental Psychology recently conducted a study of 452 boys in the 4th, 5th, and 6th grades, and it revealed that those who taunt weaker peers and are rebellious at school are often the most popular kids in their classes. Dr. Philip Rodkin of Duke University explained this dynamic when he said these boys may not hesitate to use physical aggression as a social strategy because it's worked in the past. In other words, bullies are rewarded socially for harassing kids below them in the pecking order, which explains why so many of them do it. As parents, it's our responsibility to preserve the mental and physical health of our children. I don't buy the old argument that children should be left to work out their problems on their own. If a child is being bullied and wounded by his peers, don't be afraid to intervene. In doing so, you'll be sending a clear message to the children around you about what kind of behavior will and won't be tolerated by society. And that's a lesson that every child needs to learn. It is possible to stop kids from bullying. More than that, it's our obligation.
There's more Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson at myfamilytalk.com.